What's going on, everybody? I hope you're all enjoying the week, because today is hump day, and you know what that means. Here on the Half Hour of Power, Wednesdays means it's the Power Rankings Show. All 32 teams ranked from worst to first, just for you. I'll tell you why each team is where. So let's get right into the hard-hitting action with the Power Rankings. Yeah, baby! Okay, now before I work my way up the power rankings, let me give you the four ways to get in contact with the show. You can send your emails to beastchild09@gmail.com, or you can add me on Skype, beastchild09. Or of course, if you have a MySpace, add the show, myspace.com/the_half_hour_of_power. Or visit the almighty website on the web, it's thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. That's thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. So let's get right into the power rankings. 32nd to first. Yeah, yeah. Welcome back, it's Beast Child, and this is Season 1, Episode 54. Of course, it's the Week 5 Power Rankings, so let's get into all 32 teams. At number 32, the 0-4 Miami Dolphins sit at the bottom of the barrel. Yes, they're 0-4 because last week they lost to the Oakland Raiders. And, you know, I mean, how can you not put this team in last? I mean, you'll see the next two teams coming up, the teams with the winless records. But, you know, I mean, what can I say? The Miami Dolphins haven't done much. Ronnie Brown is their only real viable threat on offense, and a lot like the Minnesota Vikings, but their defense, run defense, not doing much, allowing the backup running back, Justin Fargas, to run all over them for 179 yards. What more can I say? Let's move on to the next team, the St. Louis Rams. They are 0-4. Last week, losing 35-7 to the Dallas Cowboys didn't help them too much. But the Rams, how can you not put them at the bottom? I mean, they haven't won yet. A lot of this may have been because of injuries. Steven Jackson out. Mark Bulger apparently isn't going to be playing this week. They're going to put Gus Frerotte in. But regardless, the Rams are not looking good. Offense, defense, special teams. Dante Hall, the kick returner from the former Kansas City Chief, the X Factor, scores the only touchdown in the game for them. So, you know, I mean, I guess you can say their special teams is good, but so the headline coming out of there is that Frerotte named Rams starter for injured Bulger. Now it's number 30. Yes, the New Orleans Saints are at number 30. They're 0-3. Amazingly, they did not lose this week. That's because they were on a bye. But this week, they play at home against the Panthers in a game that will be interesting. Is this team terrible? That's what we're asking right now. A lot of teams were asking, are they legit? Well, for this team, we're asking, are they terrible? And that's going to be the question. If they lose this game, it's over, and they get no respect until they win, what, like 5 or 6 games in a row. But the Saints aren't doing much on offense or defense. They couldn't stop the Titans. The Deuce McAllister, starting running back, is out for the season. Drew Brees is not the quarterback that he was last year. So, you know, nothing really going their way. So let's move on to the next team, number 29, the 1-3 Atlanta Falcons. They moved up from last week, and they are at number 29 in the power rankings. Okay, let's take a look at this. Joey Harrington looked pretty good in the past two games, and they look like they might have some sort of offense. They did sign Byron Leftwich to come in and take that job. That might have been, you know, a little spark that Joey Harrington needed to kind of get his game face on, and apparently it's working. So will Byron Leftwich start in the next 2 weeks? It depends on how Joey Harrington does this week against VY10 and the Tennessee Titans. They are on the road, and that could look like a bad game for the Falcons. So let's move on to the next team. At number 28 in the power rankings, we have the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, the 1-3 Vikings sit at the bottom of the power rankings because of their offense. They have no offense. Adrian Peterson, okay, he's pretty good, but they don't give him the ball enough. Straight up, you gotta give your playmakers the ball. You have no quarterback, you have no receivers. So, if you have a running back, you give them the ball through the air, hand it off to him on every down, whatever you have to do. You have a great run defense, an elite run defense in the NFL. But, if you can't get points on the board, you're not gonna win games. Thus, they're at 1-3. Last week, they lost to Green Bay. So, I mean, what can you say? Brett Favre broke the record, but they have to play better on offense if they want to move up. Now, number 27, the New York Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. So, they are not looking too good. They just lost a road game to the Buffalo Bills division rival. Now, they go back home again. I mean, I guess you'd say home. Officially, they're a road team, but they're playing at the Meadowlands against the Giants. But, what is this game going to decide? Well, can this run game dominate? They need a good running game, a solid running game with Thomas Jones, even Leon Washington. I want to see more Leon Washington to open up Lavernius Coles deep, to open up Jericho Cotri over the middle, that good stuff. But they can't get that going if they don't have it. And also, will Kellen Clemens be, when will we see him? Because I like him more than Chad Pennington, and I want to see him more than Chad. So, let's move on to the next team on the list. We go to Philadelphia, where the 1-3 Eagles are at number 26 in the Week 5 power rankings. Okay, what's up with the Eagles? Well, I'll tell you this, their left tackle, Justice, he cannot block. Justice needs some justice on the Justice, because on the line, OCU Mignora ties the solo record with 7 and helps toward the team record tied with 12 last Sunday night. Yes, Donovan McNabb was on his back 12 times. He was sacked, and that is an NFL record. He was on his back even more than that, and that's not something that you want to see from a fragile quarterback like Donovan McNabb. Corell Buchhalter playing for the injured Brian Westbrook. I don't know. I mean, he's pretty good. I don't know why Brian Westbrook is such a huge factor for this offense that they need him so badly, and that's their excuse. I mean, Buchhalter played pretty well. We need some blocking on the offensive line. Andy Reid needs to recognize that. So, if they can figure that out and they can get some of their players back on defense, they should be fine. Now we move to the Buffalo Bills. The 1-3 Bills move up to number 25 this week. Why? Well, because they won their first game. Yes, they have moved up from the ranks of winless, and now they are at 1-3. Last week, they beat the Jets at home, pulling off the home upset. And this team, what can I say? J.P. Losman out, Trent Edwards, and he gets the job done. On the ground, Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch's quote, "I just run behind them big dudes." That was his quote from after the game, an interview on ESPN Radio. And I just thought that was funny. That was good. And he had a nice game on the ground, over 100 yards. He needs to get the ball to open up the pass. Trent Edwards is a rookie quarterback, and I like what I see from this team, but if he starts getting pressured, it's not going to be good. Now, number 24, a surprise to many of you, not to me, the Chicago Bears. Yes, number 24, 1-3. Now, many of you may say, oh, Bears, why are they so low? Because they're 1-3, and all of these teams are 1-3. Okay, the Bears, they are who we thought they were. They have no quarterback, and now that their defense is deteriorating a little bit, now they're being, exposed that they have absolutely no offense. Cedric Benson, he doesn't even initiate contact. He runs away from defenders, and not runs away down the field. He runs away east, west, and south, okay? He needs to start going north a little bit and put your head down and run through someone, okay? Rex Grossman is out, Brian Greasy is in. He throws 3 picks, one of them goes for a touchdown. Not looking too good. Devin Hester, he has the most individual touchdowns in the past 2 years. That tells you something. Let's move on to the next team, the Cincinnati Bengals, at number 23 in the power rankings. They are 1-3. I'm not going to talk too much about this team because there isn't really too much to talk about, except for the fact that they have no defense. Leon Hall, sure, he made a pick yesterday, And sure, they're the New England Patriots, a beastly team in the NFL. But you gotta find something. You gotta find something that you're good at. Either rushing the quarterback, stopping the run, or, you know, stopping the pass, whatever. But they really have nothing right now. And when Ocho Cinco and TJ Houshmandzadeh get no receptions in the first quarter, the Patriots take a 10-0 lead. That you're not going to come back against the Patriots. And so that's what they have to do. Now we move to 22, the San Diego Chargers. All these three teams, this one included, the Chargers included, were teams that were in the top 10, and now they're down into the 20s because of their performance. All of them are 1-3, and they're all 22, 23, 24. The Chargers, LT, 6 second half carries. 6. He got the ball 6 times in the second half. Isn't that beautiful? A guy has 120 plus yards in the first half, and they're like, no, let's not give him the ball. It's unfair, okay? They didn't score any points in the second half, and they lost to the Chiefs at home, okay? Yes, the KC Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs, who I'll talk about next. They lost to the Chiefs. Norv Turner, get a brain, bud. Give LT the ball. And just watch him run wild, okay? That's all you have to do. That'll open up Vincent Jackson over the top, over the middle, whatever, okay. They're retarded. Now we move to the Kansas City Chiefs at number 21. They are 2-2, and they have not allowed any second-half points in the 2007 season. Week 1, Week 2, Week 3, Week 4, no second-half points, and that's what I like to see. Dwayne Bowe is starting to break free. Damon Heward's starting to find him. And Larry Johnson finally got over 100 yards, 132, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but he did get over 130. And, you know, they're starting, I'm not going to say that they're clicking on offense, but they're starting to find their weapons and use them. That's what I like to see. Okay, let's move on to the 2-2 Oakland Raiders at number 20. The Raiders just beat the Dolphins by a score of 35-18. 35-17, sorry about that, but okay. So 35-17, well, how did they score those 35 points? Well, it helps when your backup running back comes in for Lamont Jordan and gets 179 yards. That helps. But Dante Culpepper, 5 touchdowns in this game, 2 passing, 3 rushing, one of them including in garbage time at the end. Lane Kiffin goes for it on 4th down, 4th and goal. I think it was 6 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game. A PA rollout just takes it to the corner. Pace. Hollerback. He leads this team to a 2-2 record. They have won 2 games under Dante Culpepper, lost 2 games under Josh McCown, and, hey, I'm just giving you the facts, okay? And, so, Jamarcus Russell, any questions there? If this team starts competing for a division spot, which it may very well look like, they're tied with the Denver Broncos and the KC Chiefs for first. You know, we're not going to see very much Jamarcus Russell. Dante Culpepper could be the leader there. But that's just speculation. Let's move on to the next team, the Washington Redskins at number 19. They are 2-1, coming off a bye. I like them, and they're looking very hot this week, playing at home against the Lions. I don't know. I'll give you my pick on Friday. But this team coming off a bye, nice and rested from the hot tubs, you know what I'm saying. A little bit of that Campbell's chunky noodle soup. But you gotta get some Ice Campbell. What am I saying? Ice Campbell. A little shout out. You gotta get some Jason Campbell. He has to start finding, he has to start having confidence in his deep ball and starting to get that thing on target. Because Santana Moss was wide open, 15 yards away from any defender on that Monday night game against the Eagles. He hits that. Moss is gone. That game's over early. They ended up winning. Okay, but he needs to hit Moss. And Clinton Portis on the ground, looking very good, need to stay healthy, keep getting Liddell Betts in there as much as you can, Joe Gibbs, and Portis should be fine. Let's move on. And by the way, that defense, I don't know, they're going to have a challenge this week against the Lions, that's all I'm saying. Let's move on to the Arizona Cardinals. Number 18 moved up since last week because they're 2-2, and they beat this Pittsburgh Steelers. Ken Whisenhunt beats his former team and finally takes the Steelers out of the undefeated ranks to put them at 3-1. But back to the Cardinals. Starting to find a little bit of a groove on offense that may be because of the quarterback by committee with Kurt Warner getting in there for Matt Leinart, or it may be because of their defense holding Willie Parker to 39 yards. I don't know. But regardless of both of that, they're playing very well. Larry Fitzgerald, he needs to get the ball more, but Anquan Boldin showing some speed. I like Edgerrin James on the ground. A little bit of that Matt Leinart to change it up. I don't know if that's going to work, but we'll see what happens in the next few weeks. Is that going to be how they do it forever? Ken Wisenhunt, you're crazy, but if it works, it works, and if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's all I'm saying. Defense looking very good, as I said. So, with that, let's move on to the G-Men. Yes, the 2-2 New York Giants are at number 17 in the power rankings, moving up since last week. Why? Because their defensive line is savage. Granted, part of it was because Andy Reid called 70 pass plays. Part of it was because, oh, by the way, if you call 70 pass plays, they only get 50 off because he was sacked that many times. You do the math. But if this team is going to continue to get pressure like that, they are going to be savage. The NFC East, Cowboys, Eagles, Redskins, Giants. Okay, clearly they just beat the Eagles. Redskins cannot deal with Jason Campbell being under pressure like that. They could take them down. Hey, I don't know. Tony Romo's athletic. He can probably get the job done. But it would be interesting to see this Giants defense against that Cowboys offensive line and Mr. Romo. But this team is looking very good. If they can get that much pressure on the quarterback regularly, Eli Manning will not have nearly as much pressure on them. He can get the ball to Derek Ward, Brandon Jacobs when he comes back. Plaxico Burress looking very nice, even though he's injured. You know, this Giants team on the rise, looking good in the NFC East. Now, at number 16, dropped since last week, it's the 2-1 Jacksonville Jaguars. They were on the bye, but, you know, sleep for a week, and teams take over, it's not their fault, whatever. Jacksonville. David Garrard and Maurice Jones-Drew and Fred Taylor, that's the offense. Now, what jumps out at you? MJD and Fred Taylor, gotta get the ball more, they gotta get yards. Giving them the ball isn't gonna be enough. I mean, they've been doing that. But they have to get yardage, and you gotta get a push on the offensive line. So, if they can do that, they're a very good team in the NFL, and they can compete with the Colts for that AFC South championship. But they haven't done that, and right now they're at 2-1. We'll see how they do this week against the Kansas City Chiefs, a defense that hasn't allowed any second-half points. So, they better get a lot of points in the first half. That's all I'm saying. Let's move on to the Cleveland Browns. Yes, the Browns. I haven't said them yet, because I was saving them for number 15. They're 2-2, and they are competing for the AFC North. Yes, I said it. They're tied with the Ravens ahead of the Bengals, below the Steelers. And they just beat the Ravens. Wow. This Browns team. Oh, my Lord. They've gotten it done. What is it now? 3 weeks in a row? Because, first, they score 51 on the Bengals defense. Okay, give it to me. The Bengals defense sucks. But then they go to Oakland, and they lose by 2 points because of that stupid field goal. But then they take it to Baltimore, and they show them up, straight up. Baltimore is my team, but we got manhandled out there, and it was not pretty. And that was a home game. So, Baltimore plays Cleveland Thanksgiving weekend. That's going to be interesting to watch. Baltimore's going to smack them around. That's all I'm saying. Next week, they go to New England, then at home against Miami. So, I'm going to say loss win. That's just me. So, that's the Browns. We'll see how they do in the next 2 weeks. Do they put up a fight against New England? We'll find out. But the Broncos are 2-2. They're at number 14. Moved up since last week. And they did lose, but they showed very good defense, very good offense. I mean, not very good defense. They allowed Joseph Addai to get over 100 yards, Peyton Manning to find the end zone, which is only times. But I liked what I saw from Jay Cutler. He was on the run a lot, but I liked what I saw from Travis Henry specifically. I don't even know why I said Jay Cutler. But I liked what I saw from Travis Henry. He got over 100 yards. His Colts defense wasn't playing very well. But part of that, I mean, you can't always blame it on the other team for playing badly. This offensive line is looking good. They need to continue doing that. Their secondary is the best in the league. Now we move to number 13, the San Francisco 49ers. Looking terrible against the Seahawks. Trent Dilfer in for Alex Smith. What can I say? This team is missing their tight end, Vernon Davis. Frank Gore hasn't showed up to the 07 season. Alex Smith is in the hospital, and their defense, other than Patrick Willis and Nate Clements, I don't know. I mean, I didn't really see much. I saw 3 points from him. Congratulations to Joe Nedney, but I have to see more from this Niners team if they want to move into the top 10. Carolina Panthers, 2-2, and they stay at the same place as last week. They are at number 12 this week. they will be playing at the Saints. Saints have something to prove. Do the Panthers go into New Orleans, smack them around, and show them that they are the team to be reckoned with in the NFC South with the Buccaneers and the Falcons and the Saints in there? Or are they a team that's just on the downward slide of the pendulum with their defense not showing up, Jake Delhomme is out, can they get it done with Carr? I don't know, they gotta get Deshaun Foster the ball, they gotta get a nice running game going to take pressure off the Carr. So with that, let's move on to the next team, the Baltimore Ravens at number 11. Yes, my team moved down out of the top 10 because they're at 2-2. Oh yeah, and because they lost to the Browns. My lord, let me not go into that. Let's look forward into this week's game. They play here in San Francisco against the 49ers. This game's going to be interesting. They're playing against their former quarterback, Trent Dilfer. Yes, I say former. That was like, what, six or seven years ago, back when they won the Super Bowl in 2001, the 2000 season. But Ray Lewis has got to get this team, this defense, straight. They allowed, what was it, 27, they allowed the Browns team to go up 17-6 at halftime, okay? You gotta put up more than that. Chris McAllister, get your head on straight. Don't line up offsides on a field goal. You gotta get more discipline, whatever. I need to see more from this Ravens team. They'll move up. Titans, at number 10, they were on bye this week. They are only at 2-1. And this week, they play at home against the Falcons. They have something to prove. They're one of those teams, you know, kind of middle of the pack as far as record goes. But playing, they're up there because they've had a pretty, I guess you could say, a pretty tough schedule. I mean, they started off with Indianapolis and Saints last week. And so they have something to play for. And they need to show that they are a good team in the NFL. Vince Young is a winner. And the only question is how long until the Madden curse hits him. I don't know, that's not really something I want to look into, because I like the guy. So, with that, let's move on to the next team. We go to Detroit, where the Lions move into the top 10. They're at number 9, and they are 3-1. Their only loss coming to Philadelphia on a molestation, if I may, 56-21, on the road in those throw-up uniforms. But if they can get their secondary under control with the loss of Dre Bly, that was a big hit. But if they can get that secondary, you know, kind of on the right track, they can really get this thing going, because their offense, those guys can put up points. I mean, the past three games, they've won 37. They scored 21 in the loss and 20 in the victory. So, I mean, I guess you could say middle-of-the-road numbers, but 37 points last week, 34 in the fourth quarter, that's ridiculous. One of them came on a onside kick return for a touchdown, which was pretty comical, and one of them came on an interception from Brian Greasy, a gift. But, regardless, this team is putting up points. Sean McDonald, the fourth wide receiver on this team, is getting involved, and I like John Kitten, I like the way he plays. So the Houston Texans are at number 8. They moved down since last week because they are at 2-2. This week they play at home against the Dolphins. Should be this should be where they can say, okay, I know we've lost, what is it, the past two games, but we're still the Houston Texans. We're still here to play, and we started off 2-0. Now we're 2-2. That's okay. We lost to Indianapolis and Atlanta. We're back home, and we're going to take care of the Miami Dolphins. That's all I'm saying. Texans, there isn't much more there. Just watch them play, and you'll see that they're still the Houston Texans of 2-0. Now, number 7, the Seattle Seahawks, and how can you not? I mean, part of it was because the Niners just straight up didn't come to the game, but part of it is because you have to admit that the Seahawks put 23-3 against that team. It was Trent Dilfer, okay, but Rocky Bernard, that guy straight up bear hugged Alex Smith on the second play, or even the third play of the game, and just dropped him. And that put him out for the game. 2 to 4 weeks is the prognostication on that. But Seattle Seahawks looking good. Sean Alexander, fix that arm up. And Matt Hasselbeck, not too much to write home about, but a nice little game for him, finding Bobby Engram more than usual. So, I like what I see there. Maybe, right now, they're the favorite in the NFC West, but we'll see how they do this week against the Steelers. That's going to be a tough game on the road. Now we go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yes, South Florida is where the 3-1 Buccaneers moved up since last week. They are at number 6. So, why is this team so good? Well, Jeff Garcia knows the West Coast offense, and John Gruden knows how to coach it. So, that's a good thing there. Joey Galloway, 3,500 yards, if you ask me. No, I'm just kidding, 3,500 yards is ridiculous. But that is a nice little combo they got you going there. Cadillac Williams gone for the season, a huge hit to their running game. But they do have Michael Pittman, and yes, the rookie Ernest Graham looking very good. Ernie is going to be a future star in this league, and look for him to kind of take this team on his shoulders, or at least this running game. He's going to get the majority of the carries because he deserves it. So, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their defense, back to the Super Bowl winning defense that was once of the Buccaneers. Now we move to number 5, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not the Pittsburgh Squealers. They're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 5 on the rankings. They moved down from number 4 because they lost, and that puts them at 3-1. A road game against Arizona gave them their first L on the season. Ben Roethlisberger is still the beast. Willie Parker didn't really, either he was shut down. I mean, part of it was offensive line. He's got to get some more help there, but Casey Hampton and Polamalu are expected to play for this week's game against the Seahawks at home. That will be a big addition to their defense, and that's going to be something that they are going to, that's what they ride on the defense. Those two guys, one up on the line, one back, that kind of comes up to the line on every play anyway. So, Steelers, looking good. They're at 3-1, they're at number 5, and the next four teams you'll see are undefeated, starting off with the Green Bay Packers at number 4. Brett Favre is a beast. I'm not going to go into too much detail about him. You hear about him on every single show you listen to. Their defense, it was underrated in the beginning of the season. Now, they are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. Yeah. Okay, they're at number 4. Number 3, the Dallas Cowboys, 135-7 last week. What more can I say? Tony Romo is Superman, and he is a beast, finding T.O., finding Patrick Creighton, Sam Hurd, giving it to Marion Barber. This team is monster. Their defense is pressure, and, you know, I mean, their secondary is good enough, I guess you could say, to deal with the erratic passes that Brian Greasy gives them. But it's going to be interesting to watch, and this Cowboys team is going to face the Patriots a week from Sunday. So, look out for that one. It's going to be interesting. Now we go to Indianapolis. Yes, number 2, the Colts. Same place as last week. They are 4-0. They just beat the Denver Broncos. They have not done anything out of the ordinary. I mean, they're what we expected from last year, and they're doing what we expect. They're beating the Broncos, they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat, and that's that. Peyton Manning, still the beast that is the Indianapolis Colts, number 18. So now we go to number one, the New England Patriots at 4-0. They just beat the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 34-13, and it was a road game, and it was a victory. This week, they play home against the Browns. Another victory there. The team's going to be 5-0. If they can beat the Cowboys and the Indianapolis Colts and move to 14-13-0, even if that's what it takes to win the division, they start sitting their starters. This may, in fact, okay, call me crazy, but if they go 14-0, beating both of those teams and the Ravens, this may be the best team of all time. Call me crazy, but Bill Belichick is a winner, Tom Brady is a beast of a quarterback, and Randy Moss is back. What more can I say? Lawrence Maroney was out yesterday. They showed it up. Richard Seymour is coming back for this team, and so is Rodney Harrison. So, with that, I'd like to thank you for listening to TWHOP, the Half Hour of Power. You can check out all of these on the website, which you'll hear about in the outro. No Thursday show because of technical difficulties, same reason for no Tuesday show, but check out the Friday show for my picks. Thank you for listening. Peace! Thank you for listening to TWHOP, the Half Hour of Power with Beast Child. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and if you want to talk back to me, send me an email, beastchild09@gmail.com, or you can visit the almighty website, it's thehalfhourofpower.googlepages.com. Remember, if you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like it, tell your enemies. The TWHOP, the greatest invention since the Apple. This has been a Beast Child Media production for 2007. Peace out! halfhourofpower.googlepages.com.